Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
A friend once said to me, you don't drive a Ferrari in a mucky field, and Keane McPhillips would certainly not be running the National Cross. He is a Ferrari.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You are very welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up today, Munster name a British and Irish Lion as their captain for the upcoming season. Scott Robertson on the sting of New Zealand's record-breaking defeat to South Africa, and outrage in France after fans accused top 14 officials of a disregard for safety ahead of Toulon's game against La Rochelle. First up today, Munster have confirmed that Tadhg Byrne will remain as captain for the upcoming season. The forward took the armband from legendary back rower Peter O'Mahony ahead of last season, and it'll be as you were under new head coach Clayton McMillan. He's opted to keep the Kildare man in the role, calling him a world-class player whose level of performance never drops. The province get their URC campaign underway this Saturday with a trip to the Scarlets. Now, McMillan's taking the reins after a tumultuous season for the men in red last time out. Former head coach Graham Rowntree left the province last October, while they were left needing bonus point wins over Ulster and Benetton in their final two games to secure a top eight finish in the URC and Champions Cup rugby for this season. In his new autobiography, ex-scrum half Conor Murray voiced his frustration at the high turnover in coaches over the last decade, but hooker Niall Scannell points out that there have been many different reasons for the coaches departing.
We've certainly had, you know, a lot. I've been here since Rob Penny was here. So I've certainly had a lot of head coaches, but it's hard to be frustrated really, because when you kind of look at the circumstances of a lot of them leaving, you know, Rob went to Japan, you know, obviously Axel passed away, and then when Razzie came in, he also left. Johan had extended his contract and then went to Bath, you know, and we obviously had a mutual agreement with Graham last year, and now we've got Clayton. So just don't really think it's not like soccer player manager stuff where we're chopping and changing the whole time at a whim. I think that's just kind of how the circumstances have played out. You know, there's been a variety of reasons that we've changed coaches, so it's kind of hard to be frustrated. But I just think, yeah, like, I don't think that'll be anyway in like Clayton's psyche or anything. Like, he's here now and he's trying to implement his own style of game. We're just looking forward to seeing how far we can take that.
Connacht, meanwhile, are gearing up for their season opener at home to Benetton on Saturday evening. The Westerners will have a reduced capacity of just under 4,000 for their home games during the first half of the season, with hopes that the redevelopment of Dexcom Stadium will be completed in the new year. The €40 million project is due to be finished in January, and it's planned that the official opening will take place with their home Interpro against Leinster on January 24th. The new stadium will hold 10,500 spectators and can accommodate an extra 2,000 with temporary terracing installed behind the goals. Connacht have sold 3,600 season tickets for the upcoming season, the highest number since the 2016-17 campaign, just after their Pro 12 triumph. Now, the Rugby Championship returns this weekend with an exciting finale in store over the final two rounds. New Zealand will bid to retain the Bledisloe Cup, with Australia coming to Eden Park this Saturday. The All Blacks, of course, still smarting from their heaviest ever international defeat, a 43-10 dismantling at the hands of South Africa in Wellington a fortnight ago. And head coach Scott Robertson made no secret about how much it affected the team.
Look, it stung. You know, it was really clear. We've discussed and reviewed and been honest as we possibly can. You don't want to be stung or use that fuel, you know, that those moments to fill your disciplines and your love for the game and your performance. But we'll use it. Personally, you always reflect first on yourself. What could I do? And the coaching group, the management group, and then the players group. Firstly, this is, you know, my job is to lead this team, so I probably think more about them than myself. You know, there's a lot of shareholders in our country that we serve. Definitely let us know what they think, and so they should. You know, we've talked about that. Our job's to serve our people, and it's always been our focus, so now we can do it again on Saturday.
Meanwhile, the Springboks continued their title defence with the visit of Argentina to Durban in time-honoured tradition. In time-honoured tradition, head coach Razzie Erasmus has named his team early in the week. He's made just two changes from the side that hammered the All Blacks last time out, and both of those are injury-enforced. Eben Etzebeth, who missed out on the game in Wellington entirely, is back in to replace Lou Diager in the starting 15 and the second row, while Damian Willemse shifts back from inside centre to his more familiar role of fullback with Afalele Fazi ruled out. That paves the way for Damian Dialende to start in the 12 jersey. Off the field, South Africa's governing body are sweating over the future of Erasmus as Springboks head coach. His current deal runs out at the end of the 2027 Rugby World Cup, with officials keen to secure an extension for the man who's guided them to back-to-back World Cup triumphs. But according to local newspaper Rapport, Erasmus wants a deal running until the 2031 edition of the tournament, both for him and for his backroom team. This is reportedly the sticking point in the negotiations. If agreed, the deal would lock down the former Munster duo of Gerry Flannery and Felix Jones into the South African setup for the next two World Cup cycles. The outlet is also reporting that Erasmus has informed SA Rugby he has two other offers on the table. Now, the excitement is building for this weekend's Women's Rugby World Cup final, with tournament hosts England taking on Canada at a sold-out Allianz Stadium in Twickenham on Saturday evening. This weekend's decider is on course to smash the attendance world record for a women's rugby match, with 82,000 fans expected at the home of English rugby. Organisers also confirmed earlier this week that ticket sales at this year's tournament have tripled those of the last edition in 2022 in New Zealand. For the Red Roses, it's an opportunity to round off a historic tournament with their third ever World Cup triumph. They survived a strong first half performance against France on Saturday to run out 35-17 winners in their semi-final at Ashton Gate. And head coach John Mitchell got emotional when speaking alongside captain Zoe Allcroft about how much the support has meant to them throughout the tournament.
Yeah, we are super thrilled, and we just have absolutely loved the amount of support that we had, like, going around at the end. That was such a special moment when Abby was playing the drums and then the crowd was shouting England back at us. It was like goosebump moment. And I think just the feeling that we've had throughout this World Cup, the momentum that the fans have brought into us is so, so special. And when we've been in Bristol, Northampton, Brighton, like, meeting people on the streets, like this week we had a group of schoolboys that were running past the bus to try and get autographs, so we were like signing and like handing it out to the bus while we were in the traffic lights. So yeah, it's just been absolutely incredible, the whole support, and yeah, I cannot wait for one more week.
Yeah, when we left the hotel for the ground, like all the staff came out of the back and around just as we're leaving, so they're just sort of little moments. And then there was a moment today when one of the ladies in the hotel who works in the office, she bought the girls, or bought in an oil painting of 32 of the girls in just painted on this board over the last 2 days, and figurettes of all the girls just naturally and action shots. It's an unbelievable, with a rose in the middle. So it's something that we can put back up in the performance hub back in Bagshot, but it's like, those are the little things that matter.
Next up today, the fallout and anger is continuing in France over the very late postponement of Toulon's game at home to La Rochelle in the top 14 on Sunday. Officials declined to call off the game at Stade Félix Mayol, despite several weather warnings for the region. For context, the Ligue 1 football match between Marseille and Paris Saint-Germain at Stade Vélodrome, scheduled for that evening, had already been postponed. Now, a heavy deluge at the Mayol pushed the original kickoff time of 9:05 local time back by 15 minutes before league organisers confirmed the game was off following a referee's decision. Footage on social media appeared to show several inches of water had flooded into the stadium concourse. One fan in attendance criticised Toulon and the top 14 for not postponing the game sooner, claiming they had prioritised spectacle over safety. The game has been rescheduled for Saturday, November 8th. And former England centre Jonathan Joseph has confirmed his retirement from professional rugby. The 34-year-old had most recently played with Biarritz in Pro D2, but has been unable to return to match fitness after picking up an injury back in November. Joseph began his senior career at London Irish in 2009 before spending 11 seasons with Bath. He left the Rec in 2023 to take the opportunity in the Basque Country. He scored 17 tries in 54 appearances for England between 2012 and 2020, helping the side win Six Nations titles in 2016, 2017 and 2020. He also came off the bench in the 2019 Rugby World Cup final, which Eddie Jones's side lost to South Africa. Announcing his retirement on social media, Joseph signed off, "While I'll miss playing and performing at the highest level, I'm excited for the next chapter and to stay connected to the sport in new ways. Rugby has given me so much, it only feels right that I give back. I'll always be grateful for every moment I had as a player." That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix, so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.